Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hi, I'm Russ Thomas, founder and president of RST Coaching Academy. Before we get on to the main event here today, I just thought I'd stop by and introduce myself. I work with Grant Cardone to help individuals and businesses increase their revenue by 15 to 30% in 90 days or less, simply by teaching his world-class money-making strategies and techniques through online training programs, in-person workshops, and live events. I hope you'll find the next session beneficial and that you'll be back for more. Okay, let's get on with it. Hi, I'm here today to discuss with you one of Grant Cardone's favorite topics, prosperity, specifically 10 ways to guarantee your prosperity. He's been around a long time. He's figured it out. He's got it all set out. And so we're in a position to be able to teach others how to do the same. Okay, we want to help you grow. We want you to grow to the top line of your income, to achieve more than you're doing now, much more than you ever thought possible. Grant has built 5 companies from nothing without any loans, connections, or country clubs. He's done it through tenacity, persistence, based on commitment and creativity. He currently generates over $100 million in revenue, and it continues to expand. Since college, he's been interested in getting his financial house in order. No one told him the things that we want to share with you today. All right, so we're gonna talk about prosperity. We're gonna talk about prosperity is a P word, but we need to talk about another P word, and that's practice. When my children were young and they were learning different things in school, I kept telling them that you've got to use the P word. You've got to practice what you're learning so you can get it ingrained within you. And that's how it's going to be with this subject of prosperity. We're going to talk about how it starts, where it comes from, how you can develop it, okay? 10 ways to guarantee your prosperity. Prosperity is having more than enough of everything that is vital to your survival. More than enough. Prosperity is having more than enough of everything that you want and need. It's abundance and affluence. Are you having that now? Are you living that kind of a life now? Probably not, otherwise you would not be here watching this video. But I'm glad you're here, and Grant is glad you're here. Prosperity does not include worry. Oh, wow, how about that? Worry is the opposite of prosperity. Prosperity is the opposite of being worried. If you've got the financial resources, if you've got what you need to take care of your financial needs, there's no worry about money. You know, it's interesting that I've heard that the majority of divorces take place regarding money, money problems, money issues. And guess what? It's not having too much money. It's having way too little money. We're going to solve that issue in your life. The question you should ask yourself is, how do you get to a place where you're not worried about money all the time? Are you worried about money all the time? Well, let's figure out how we can get you to a place where you're not worried about money all the time. I'm going to show you exactly what Grant did to turn his life around and start creating prosperity in his life. Now, let me just give you a little upfront here that there's going to be some concepts here that you probably are familiar with, and they'll be, oh, wow, moments, you know, they'll be like, golly, I knew that. Well, sometimes we just need to have these things reiterated. We need to be reminded of these basic premises of these basic facts. But there's probably going to be some other things that we're going to touch on that you're going to say, huh? And that's going to take maybe a little more effort on your part to bring those really home into your mind and into your being to take advantage of what it all means. Okay, let's get going. Number one way to guarantee your financial prosperity. Change your mind. If you want affluence and prosperity in your life, you have to start seeing it. You have to start seeing it. You need to envision it. You need to think about it. You might be seeing scarcity instead of abundance. You need to change that mindset. Many statements you hear might be well mentioned, but they come from a scarcity mindset. You have to change your mind. You need to flip that and develop a prosperity mindset. Start seeing prosperity in everything. Reinforce that there is abundance in the world. Fill your eyes up with prosperity. As you look around, maybe there's things going on in your life. Maybe there's things going on in your city, in your town, in your county, in your country. But there is abundance. There is a wealth of abundance out there for you to take hold of. Look for people who have abundance. Study them. Begin to emulate them in thought, word, and deed. It's been said that you become like the people you associate with. Well, you're going to become like the people that you study, that you spend time thinking about. You're going to become like those people. So find some of those people. I would suggest Grant Cardone would be a good place to start. But to study these people, emulate them in word and thought and deed. What you think about, you're going to talk about. And what you talk about, you're going to act upon. So change your mind in that regard. Most of us are surrounded by people with limited thinking because they are worried and have been told their whole life that scarcity is their reality. It need not be yours any longer. Number two, make a decision to be prosperous. Part of changing your mind from a broke mentality to a prosperous and abundance mentality is to make a decision. You have to make a decision that prosperity is for you. Why shouldn't you be prosperous? It makes no difference who you are, what your background is, where you came from. It's what you're going to do now forward. It's not where you came from, it's where you're going. Reinforce your decision to be prosperous on a daily basis. Huh. If you have to wake up in the morning and say, I am prosperous. Today I am prosperous. Today I walk in abundance. I live the abundant life. Do that. Get your thing, you get your head thinking, get your mind going, and your speech speaking, and then your actions acting. Say to yourself, I'm going to create wealth in my life. Every day. Start out with that. When you say, I don't need money, you're telling yourself that there's not enough to go around, that you can't get what you need. And because of that, instead of fighting it, you give in and say, I don't need money. I'll just get by with what I have. I'm telling you, and you know it, otherwise you wouldn't be watching this video in the first place about prosperity. You know there's more, and you know you want your share of it. So let's go. You will need money to create prosperity in your life. Huh, fancy that. Prosperity, abundance, it does have to do with money. You're going to need money. Maybe you don't need it now, but your family, your church, your community, maybe your friends, they need it and will need it. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. If you're not going to commit to getting more money for those who depend on you, you will be selfish. Said, oh, I don't need more money. Too bad about these people that are depending on me. Don't be selfish. Make a decision to be prosperous for their sake. Making decisions requires two things. It requires time, it requires money. One of the things that prosperity is going to buy you is time. Broke people will sell their time to get money. They trade hours for dollars all of their lives. They punch in, they put in their time, They punch out. At the end of the week, they collect a paycheck. They're trading their time, their hours for dollars. Wealthy people, on the other hand, they give their money to get time. Now, I was wondering about that. How do they do that? Well, I don't know. I'm not real wild about mowing the grass. So to pay somebody to mow the lawn for me takes money, but it buys me time because I can use that hour and a half doing something that I'd rather be doing. You can think of other things, I'm sure, that, oh, if I had the money, I would job this thing out. I would have somebody do this for me. Huh. Ladies, maybe you would have a maid. Maybe you would have a housekeeper, a house cleaner, a nanny, whatever. Trading money for time. Emulate the super wealthy and play the game that they play. Number three, change how you talk about money. Okay, remember, the start was to change how you think about money. Now we're going to change how we talk about money. You have to think and talk positively about money. Now, I remember many, many years ago, I said to a pastor's wife at the time, I said, I hate money. And her quick response, very insightful, she said, well, I hate not having enough of it. Ha! And that's really the fact of the matter, is it's not that I hated money, it was that I didn't like not having enough of it. So you have to think and talk positively about money. What can you say? Back to the thought here, you wake up in the morning. I have enough. I have abundance. I'm prosperous. I'm going to create wealth today. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward with my dream. I'm moving forward with my plan to create prosperity and abundance for me and my family. Ever notice how people demean things that they've given up on? Here's some things people say. Maybe you've heard them. Maybe you've said them, but no more. I don't need money. I don't care about money. Money doesn't grow on trees. Oh, how many parents have said that to their children? How many children have heard that from their parents? Money is the root of all evil. Only greedy people think about money. Well, I think the people that really have a lot of money don't give much thought because they just have it. You know, when you've accomplished something, you don't need to be thinking about it all the time. It's in the process. It's in the hunt that you're thinking about it, that you're focused on it, that you're striving toward it, that you're moving toward it. Okay? Greedy people, don't think about money. Wealthy people don't think about money. I guess greedy people do. Money changes people, if allowed. There's nothing good or bad about money in itself. It's just a piece of paper. How you talk about money reflects whether you're giving up on it or you're in the game to get it. What are you? I think you're in the game. I think you're in the game. You're a player. You're into it. You're with us. We're excited to have you. If you're telling yourself, I don't have money, or I never have money, it's going to limit your ability to get it. Because you're back into the mind game, talking it, reinforcing what you're thinking, it's a bad scene. You need to break that habit. Change how you talk about money. How you talk about it is how you think about it. How you think about it determines what you say. What you say determines what you do. I said that before, say it again. Thought, speech, action. Get on the right track. Get on the prosperity track. Audit your thoughts and language about money. Take the next 72 hours, the next 3 days, and monitor what you're saying. By the way, I hope that you acquired the workbook for this course, because good things, you can take some notes there and refresh yourself after this is over. If you don't have the workbook, whatever, take notes. Keep this stuff down because it's good information for you, from Grant's heart through my mouth to you. Number four, increase income. Earn more money. Not a bad idea. That's a good way to put some of this new thought and new words into action is to increase your income, earn more money. This might be the most important step on your journey to creating prosperity in your life. That should be a duh, but we have to say it. You need to increase your income. You shouldn't be looking for investments right now. If you got some money in the bank, don't be looking for some place to put it. That's what Grant says, so it works. Hang on to it. We're going to talk about that later. Whatever your career or job, use whatever means necessary to collect more income. Now, what does that mean? Hit your boss up for a raise? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's time that you do get a raise. Maybe you need to remind him. But even before that, possibly, you might want to put forth extra effort into your work. 110%, 150%. Prove to your supervisors, to your employer, to the company, that you are an asset to that organization, and see if they don't reward you financially in the process. Okay? Use whatever means to collect more income. That's what Grant says the first place you should look is where you're at right now. Bloom where you're planted and try to create top dollar in that place. If you're not to the top of it, keep on going. You can do other things on the side, but there's number one, job number one. Generating more income builds confidence. What would you do? What could you do? How would it make you feel to earn another $100, $200, $300 a week? Builds confidence. Make increasing income your priority. Number one, I'm going to increase my income because I'm going to create wealth. I'm going to be prosperous. You need to get your household income up by any means. If you're married, you got job A, maybe job B, and the household income. Build it up, build it up, build it up. Now, you know, there's a lot of call these days for a 4-day work week, four 10-hour days. You know, they still put in 40 hours, but do it in 4 days instead of 5 or 6 or whatever. Now, my advice on that, If your company happens to go into that area, don't look at the extra days of the week. Oh, now I can go play. Now I can go to the beach. Now I can go to the resort. Now I can go skiing. Now I can go scuba diving. Now I can go on a cruise. Now I can play. No. It's not time for that. It's time to boost your income. So instead of doing those things that are drains, financial drains, drains on your being, basically, although they may be fun, they're going to take time. And we're talking about time and money here. Instead of going that route, look for ways that you can invest your newly found free time to generating more income. What does that mean? Maybe taking on a second job, second career, maybe getting into something where you can generate more income on the side, as you're building your income level on your job too. All right, make sense? Increase your income. Getting paid monthly is what gives you the confidence to transition towards a prosperity mindset. Monthly, I would say anytime. Take it anytime. It's gonna give you confidence as you transition towards that prosperity mindset. Like I said, if you go and put forth more effort to your job and they reward you financially, as they should. If they're not going to, well, maybe it's time to say goodbye. I don't know. But it's going to give you confidence. Little by little, it grows, it grows. It's a step, it's a step, it's a step at a time. Switch what you're told and make earning your first priority. I don't need money. Oh, yes, you do. Remember, we talked about that. You need it. Your family needs it, your church, your community, they need it. There's enough money on this planet for everybody. There's no shortages. Earn more money. Number five, now this might hurt. Quit spending money on junk. What do you spend money on? I know a young couple. They make a good income. But they're always going to nice restaurants. They're always going someplace, traveling around the area, spending time and spending money instead of investing in their financial future. I'll tell you one thing. Many years ago, I goofed. I confess that I goofed. I had extra money, and what did we do in the Thomas household? Spent it on lifestyle. That's what this young couple is doing right now, spending it on lifestyle. I spent a lot of money on lifestyle. Bought a big boat, traveled, skiing in Colorado. Oh, it was wonderful. But down the road, I had nothing to show for it. Some memories, but not money in the bank, not an investment that was paying off. What do you spend money on? Make a list and evaluate your junk items. On a scale from 1 to 5, categorize everything that you spend your money on. Oh boy, this is probably going to hurt. And 1 and 2 are important. Number 3 is a maybe. A number 4 and 5 definitely don't need. Okay, how about an example of definitely don't need? What's that big coffee company? People spend what, $5, $6 at a crack on this stuff? Maybe 5, 6 days a week. That's $25, $30 or more a week. We're going to suggest that you divert that. Make your coffee at home. Divert the savings into something that's going to increase your income. Number 6, avoid the traps. There's financial traps out there that you might be convinced are the things that you should do. Traps built by banks and institutions to trap middle America. Remember, they are not your friends. Grant Cardone is your friend. He's got your best interest at heart. That's why he's in the training business. That's why he's in the motivation business, because he wants to help people. And I'm working with him to help you. They are not your friends. They were designed for large groups of people, not for the super exclusive. You should avoid them at all costs. Avoid the traps. Here's some of the traps. Now, here's something else that might step on your feet. Buying a house, buying a home is the American dream. Well, that American dream can really become a money pit. Grant says, don't buy, rent. He's got reasons for that. I won't go into right now, but let me just say that if perchance you're buying a house and your purchase expenses, the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance every month, plus repairs that you're having to put into that house on a monthly, yearly basis, if those are less than what it would cost to rent a decent house, then maybe it's not such a bad idea. But a lot of people, they go above and beyond, spending more than they can, more than they can afford in order to impress people that they don't even like. It's goofy. It's like keeping up with the Joneses. College is another thing. Oh boy. You don't need a college degree to earn more money or to make new connections. Wow. I went to college. If I was starting out again and knew and know what I know now, I don't think I would bother. You don't need a college degree to earn more money. That was the mantra when I was in college, and it probably is right now. Get a good education, get a good job. Well, I know a young man that just graduated from a prestigious college here in Daytona Beach, Florida, and he's working at Panera. He hadn't been able to find a job in his chosen career of IT tech work. So, and he's got the debt too. So, what good is it? Saving money in the bank. Now, that's another thing. What is it? Saving money is not how to get to prosperity. Not if you're only going to get a quarter of a percent, a half a percent, a 1%, or a 2%. It's not enough. It's a place maybe to stash money away while you're accumulating it so you can really do an investment. But it's not a place to keep your dough. Nobody has ever saved their way to prosperity. 401ks, now that's another thing that was invented so that we don't have to do anything because we're too stupid to figure out and take responsibility for our own finances. Okay, be careful of those things. And plus, not only that, but they are very connected to the stock market. Anybody lost a lot of money in their 401k recently with what's going on in the economy? And here in 2023, early 2023, it could be worse. They're talking about recession. Well, what's going to happen with the 401ks then? Oh boy. So be careful of those things. Number seven, understand finance. We need financial literacy in this country. Here's the basics of what you need to know about finances. Now, let me go back to that statement. We need financial literacy in this country. You know, I went through grade school, junior high school, and 4 years of college. Supposedly, I learned how to have a job, but I never learned how to really make money. I never learned how to handle finances. I was financially illiterate. I would say that most people are. You need to improve that. Financial literacy, very important. Okay, so here's something about finances. Cash flow. Cash flow is the holy grail of finances and investing. Cash flow. Not just to set it aside and hope in the by and by it's going to create something, but cash flow, consistent cash flow. Inflation. Wages are stagnant and the cost of living is going up. Ha! Well, if we're watching the news these days, we know that the inflation has gone very high, higher than the last 40 years, I'm told. Okay? And wages being stagnant, you know, some companies like McDonald's, they'll offer $15 or $17 to lure somebody in to work for them. And what are they doing to offset that? They raise the price of their hamburgers, which does what? Raises the cost of our living. Funny deal. Inflation's a bad sign, bad scene all the way around. What did I hear the other day? Inflation is a form of legal taxation. Now, here's one. Good debt. Not all debt is bad. Good debt gives you leverage. What does that mean? If you leverage debt in order to invest in something that's going to create a return on that investment, the next line down, the ROI, return on investment, that's okay. You can write off the interest and you'll make cash flow, that top item there, you'll make cash flow in the process. So that's a form of good debt. Bad debt? I don't know. Maybe buying a car, maybe buying a $60,000 car when you don't need a $60,000 car. That sounds like a pretty bad debt to me. Just because your credit rating is good enough to handle that, or at least to acquire it, you know, maybe your income's not going to keep up with it and you'll end up losing it. But nevertheless, to me, that seems like a little taste of bad debt until you can pay cash is the best way to go. But for business purposes, for investment purposes, good debt gives you leverage. You can take $1,000 and leverage it maybe to $10,000 or $15,000 and derive the cash flow from that. Okay? Return on investment. You need to know the value of what you're getting back. That $60,000 car, you're not getting anything back. Maybe some satisfaction and pleasure, but what the heck? It's not worth it. The tax game. The wealthy do not pay taxes legally. People criticize the wealthy because they don't pay taxes. Well, you know, the tax law, the tax code, the tax law was written and it has these things that people can make use of. The thing is that the average person on the street does not know what those things are or they do not fit those criteria like the wealthy do. So my advice is don't criticize them for not paying taxes. Why not become one of them? That's what we're talking about, is prosperity and abundance. So maybe you're not going to have to pay taxes all either. Pretty good. Number 8, use the 40% rule. Put away 40% of your after-tax income. What? Yep. So let's say you take home $1,000 in a week, suggesting that would be the take-home pay. $400 set aside for investing. Now, you're probably not going to get there today, maybe not even tomorrow, maybe not even this year, but you'll never get there if you don't ever start. And that's why I said before, number one, increase your income. You got to increase your income. You need to increase your income so you can put money aside for an investment. 40%. Keep what the government is taking from you. You got to take control back. Don't give them everything. Keep what you need. Whatever you pay the government, pay yourself. Maybe you're paying 20% in taxes. Well, start with that. 20% you're keeping for yourself. Don't spend it. Don't spend it on Starbucks. Don't spend it on a $60,000 car. Invest it. Set it aside so you can invest it. Take 40% you have to earn more money. To get 40%, you got to earn more money. Number 9, only invest in things that, number one, provide cash flow. Mentioned that before. Cash flow, a consistent income, a consistent return on your investment, positive from day one, and provides a monthly check, something that's going to give you cash flow. And by the way, what are you going to do with that cash flow? Well, don't go out and buy the $60,000 car. You're not ready yet. Set that aside and build that up so you can invest more. Do the process again and again and again. Number 2, it has a 99.9% chance of appreciation. Any investment that you make, be sure that it will appreciate. Now, a common thing or most logical thing people think of is real estate. Not a bad idea. Invest in real estate with a cash flow. How do you do that? Well, you can call me. We can talk about that because Grant Cardone has a program called Cardone Capital where people can invest a minimum of $5,000 and get a return on that investment on a monthly, quarterly, or yearly basis, a check in the mail. Anyway, another way, years ago, I wanted to buy a Corvette, an old Corvette, 1965, you know, that era Corvette. Called the mid-series Stingrays. That's when the Stingrays were out, when they first came out, 1963. I talked my wife into it. She says, yeah, that's a good idea for an investment. So we found a Corvette, bought a Corvette. But you know what? For me at the time, it was premature. Couldn't afford it, had to get rid of it. But the object was to milk some of that appreciation because those Corvettes from back then have gone up many, many, many times. I bought a 63 Corvette Stingray. I think I paid $15,000 for it. I sold it probably for the same amount a year or two later. And I bet you that car is probably worth $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 now. What an investment that would have been. Okay. So it doesn't have to be real estate, but something that is going to appreciate and give you cash flow. Now, the thing with the Corvette, it wasn't going to give me cash flow. You need cash flow. Consistent income. Consistent return on investment that you can set aside and then reinvest in the same thing or something new, whatever. Number 10, look for 6 to 12% of returns. You earn, stash, and keep doing that until you can purchase an investment. Okay? So with your extra income, you're going to earn it, you're going to stash it, and you're going to keep doing that until you can purchase an investment that is number one, going to give you cash flow. Number two is going to give you an appreciation over time. And number three gives you 6 to 12% return in the process. Okay. You don't need to go after 50 to 100% return on investment. Those are kind of shaky, kind of scary. I get stuff in the email frequently about special investments like that. I don't trust any of them. Get rich quick. Don't con on it. Get rich slow and steady and solid. 12% income return. You'll be on your way. Now, Warren Buffett's rules of investing. Number one, he says, never lose money. Number two, don't forget rule number one. All right. How might you lose money? Well, you might take your money and spend it on something that is not going to provide for the criteria that we've been discussing. It's not going to provide you a 6 to 12% return. It's not going to provide you with the cash flow. It's not going to provide an appreciation. You might lose money on the thing. A get rich quick deal. Be very, very careful. Never lose money. Don't forget rule number one. All right. So talked about prosperity. I want you to have more time. I want you to have more money. And I want you to get more out of life. Through prosperity, through abundance, creating, generating that prosperity with the mindset, the talk, the action, you'll be on your way. Let's reiterate. Number one, change your mind. Number two, make a decision to be prosperous. Number three, change how you talk about money. Number four, increase your income. Number five, quit spending money on junk. If there's no return, if there's no payback, measure the benefit. Number six, avoid the traps. Avoid the traps that the government, avoid the trap that the big business tries to put out and lay in front of you. Okay. Number seven, understand finance. Number eight, use the 40% rule. Put gobs of money aside. First, make more money and put it aside so you've got money to invest. Only invest, and now that's number nine now, is only invest in things that have cash flow and they appreciate. Number 10, look for 6 to 12% returns. Warren Buffett, closing it out, don't ever lose money. And don't forget rule number one. Okay. So this has been prosperity. 10 rules to guarantee your prosperity. I hope they've been meaningful to you. They've been a joy to me to be able to pass them on to you from Grant's pen, from his life, from his heart, through me to you. Okay. Consider us friends. Okay. I have another video coming up that's called $1 Million Strategies to Build Indestructible Wealth. $1 Million Strategies to Build Indestructible Wealth. Wouldn't you like to have that? Well, we're going to start you out with prosperity and get you going, and then this one here too. So stay tuned. We'll be in contact. Stay tuned. We'll be up for that one too. All right? Take care. God bless. Thank you for your attention. And I hope it was meaningful to you. Over and out.